I have a few friends who have been in jail or in prison. The idea of redemption arose. What is redemption? How does it apply to someone who has wronged others and themselves? Does redemption have to do with seeking approval from others, or is it more self-approval? My friend Ellen told me about the night she spent in jail. Many years past, she was in a toxic relationship. She admits sharing responsibility for that toxicity. One day, she wanted to force him to do something she wanted him to do. She had recently moved to Connecticut with a 5-year-old daughter. The boyfriend was not the father of. So she drove to his workplace, and there, sitting in her car, she decided to push her car against his, forcing him to leave the office to confront her. She wanted to yell at him. That was her plan. His office personnel were warned about her, and when they saw her car in the parking lot, they called the police. Now, her 5-year-old was in the car as the police arrived. The police caught her in the act, and when she saw them, she tried to escape by spinning around and attempting to get out. Of course, she was stopped, caught, handcuffed, and placed in the police car. Now, being claustrophobic, she started screaming, and she wouldn't stop. The officer opened her door and maced her. Bad enough that was, she was worried about her daughter, and thankfully, the boyfriend came down, he was there, and the police handed the 5-year-old daughter off to him. She knew at that moment her daughter was okay, and off to jail she went. That was her first and only time in jail. While in jail, a jail bondsman was trying to scare her, telling her these dreadful stories with horrible outcomes. Needless to say, she was scared. She realized there was nothing she could do. She knew she was powerless. With her one call, she called her brother, but he was in Florida, so what did he do? He called her dad, the last person she wanted to know about her life and the fact that she was in jail. How horrific that was. So there she was. She slept the night in jail on a metal bench. The next morning, she was put in a bus to the court, and she sat in court in front of a judge. Now, the judge looked at her, and he had a smile on his face. And all the people in court were all so pleasant and so kind to her. At that moment, she started to think about three things. One, how she traumatized her 5-year-old daughter. Two, how she better change or she could lose her daughter. And three, how kind the court was. At that moment, she surrendered and calmness came over her. With the judge smiling in front of her and her dad in court with her, she felt like there was a connection with the judge. The judge started to talk and he said, "Well, you are an educated person and I believe you will never do this again." And the next thing that happened was she was let out without probation, any type of penalty, or any type of punishment. The judge simply dismissed the case. With her handcuffs off, she was told time to go. She sat by her father crying. Her dad was kind. He wasn't screaming. And then she realized she was bestowed this grace. She gained the strength to take responsibility for her actions and motherhood responsibility. Her self-redemption came because of her love for her daughter and kindness others shown her. Since then, her daughter is an adult woman, and Ellen has been serving others for years as she helps countless face their personal life issues, create new futures with unlimited options, and free them from their own limitations. She is quite a lady. Back to redemption. Ellen realized that redemption requires self-awareness and self-redemption.